Okay, today's daf is Erev in Daf Yud. We're going to discuss three topics on today's daf. First thing we're going to do is finish our discussion from yesterday. We'll probably start it again about a lechi that's only visible from the outside, but not visible from the inside of the mavui. If it's nearer mi b'chutz, v'shava mi b'fnim. We're going to try to arrive at a psak halacha in the case of a lechi that's nearer mi b'chutz, v'shava mi b'fnim. The second topic is going to be we're going to discuss openings in a mavui that exceed 10 amos, that are too wide to be permitted by using a lechi or a korah. We're going to try to figure out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who in our Mishnah said that you're allowed to have an opening that's more than 10 amos, so what's his limit? How large is an opening allowed to be? And we're going to discuss different ways to make the entrance of a mavi smaller so that you could actually use or lechi or a korah. The Gemara is going to conclude by discussing omed meruba leparutz, what the limitations are on the rule that having more wall than gap can allow an area to be considered walled, and we'll use the discussion of a Mishnah in Kalim to elaborate on this. Mishnah in Kalim is going to discuss a primitive toilet seat. It's an unusual Mishnah to bring up, but it relates to Omed Meruba Leparutz, the idea of having more wall than gap when coming up with Mechitzos. So we left off yesterday on Daf Tes Amid Beis, and again we were discussing the concept of Nir Mi B'chutz V'shav Mi B'fnim. What's the halacha if a lechi is only visible from the outside but it's not visible from the inside? So we had said yesterday that if it were the opposite, it were Nir Mi B'fnim V'shav Mi B'chutz, a lechi were visible from the inside of the mavoi but not from the outside of the mavoi, then everyone would agree that it would be Nidon Mishum Lechi, that it would definitely count as a lechi. But when it's Nir Mi B'chutz V'shav Mi B'fnim, it's only visible from the outside, so Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe said, had a machlokes. One of them said it is a good lechi, the other one said it's not a good lechi. So let's pick up again from Amar Rabba Umusvin. Well, I guess Amar Rabba Barav Huna near me b'chutz, about 10 lines before the end of the page, 12 lines. Amar Rabba Barav Huna near me b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim, nidal mishum lechi. If it's visible only from the outside, but the lechi is not visible from inside the mavui, it still counts as a lechi. How is it not visible from the inside of the mavui? So we said yesterday that it's flush against the wall of the mavui from the inside, so it just looks like a continuation from the wall from the inside. On the outside, you see it juts out a little bit. On the inside, it just looks like continuation from the wall. So that does count as a lechi. Amar Rabba umusvina nashmaitin. So Rabba says, we'll ask that is against the following. Chatzar katana, was what we began to discuss yesterday. Chatzar katana shenifritza legadola. Let's say you have a small chatzar that borders on a larger chatzar. Not just borders on it, but the entire opening of the smaller chatzar opens right up into the larger chatzar. Let's say the chatzar katana is 10 amos wide, and the chatzar gedola is larger, is 11 amos wide. The opening from the chatzar katana to the chatzar gedola is the full 10 amos. It's completely open on that side to the chatzar gedola. So the halacha is gedola muteres. The people in the chatzar gedola are allowed to carry around their chatzar, provided they made an eruv amongst themselves, that they do not have to join in with an eruv with the chatzar katana. They are allowed to carry in their own chatzar with their own eruv because they have walls on all four sides. Since their chatzar is 11 amos wide, they have one amma of wall on that fourth side before you get to the 10 amma wide opening. So their chatzar is going to be mutter. Uketana asura, but the chatzar katana is going to be asur to carry in. The people in the chatzar katana cannot carry in their chatzar because from their perspective, there is no wall on the fourth side. They just have a giant opening along the entire width of their chatzar. Mipnei shehi kepischa shel gedola. It is entirely open. It's like the pesach of the larger chatzar. V'im isa, but if we're going to say that a lechi is good enough as long as it's visible from the outside, even though it's not visible from the inside. Ketana nami tishtri b'nir mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim. Why don't we allow carrying in the smaller chatzar, not based on the fact that it has a wall? It doesn't have a wall on the fourth side, but it has lechis on the fourth side. It doesn't look like it has any lechis, but the wall, the one amu worth of wall that the chatzar gedola has, should serve as a lechi for the chatzar ketana. Granted, you can't see it from the chatzar katana, but this is exactly a case of near mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim. You could see it from outside of the chatzar katana, from the chatzar gedola, you could see that little bit of wall. So that little bit of wall should serve as a lechi for the chatzar katana, and therefore you should be allowed to carry in the chatzar katana if it's true that near mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim is good enough. So Amar Rabbi Zeira b'nichnasin kosle katana l'gedola. Rabbi Zeira says, no, the case we're talking about is where the side walls of the Chatzar Katana jut out into the Chatzar Gedola. And therefore, the walls of the end wall of the Chatzar Gedola that we try to use as a lechi is out of the picture because the side walls go beyond it. And you need your lechi to be at the end of your side walls of your Chatzar Katana. And that's not the case over here. The side walls jut out into the Chatzar Gedola. So says the Gemara, okay, but still, even if the side walls do jut out into the Chatzar Gedola, v'lema lavud v'tishteri. Why don't we say that since the distance, and this is an assumption that we're making, since the distance between the side walls of the Chatzar Katana and the side walls of the Chatzar Gedola is less than 3 tfachim, so we should say lavud and view it as if it's one solid piece. If it's one solid piece, that should be able to serve as a lechi. What kind of lechi? The kind that's nearer mi bachutz, v'shava mi b'fnim. It wouldn't be a lechi that's visible from inside the Chatzar Katana, but it would still be a valid lechi. Why isn't it mutter based on that? The chitema, so if you're going to say, well, because you're making a major assumption that they're within 3 tfachim of each other, demifle yutuba, maybe they're really much more, they're much further apart from each other than that. Maybe the walls that jut out from the Chatzar Katana, the side walls of the Chatzar Katana, are actually much further away from the Chatzar Gedola. Meaning, I gave the example that the Chatzar Katana is 10 amos, the Chatzar Gedola is 11 amos. We'll see in a second why I gave that example. But maybe the Chatzar Katana is 10 amos wide, the Chatzar Gedola is 20 amos wide. And the distance between the side walls of the Chatzar Katana and the side walls of the Chatzar Gedola is 5 amos. So there's no way to say lavud. You can't just view it as if it's filled in. So Vatani Ravad Baravimi, Kamed Rabbi Chanina, Ketana Be'eser, Gedola Be'achasasre. But Rabbi Adabaravimi taught in front of Rabbi Chanina that no, that we have a tradition that when we talk about this Chatzar Katana and Chatzar Gedola, the Chatzar Katana is 10 amos, Chatzar Gedola is 11 amos. If that's the case, and assuming it's proportional, that the Chatzar Katana is centered with the Chatzar Gedola, so then it would turn out that you have 3 tfachim larger on each side. The entire Chatzar Gedola is 1 amos larger than the Chatzar Katana, 1 amos is 6 tfachim. So the Chatzar Gedola extends beyond the Chatzar Katana 3 tfachim to the right, 3 tfachim to the left. And therefore you should be able to say lavud on the distance between the side walls of the Chatzar Katana and the side walls of the Chatzar Gedola. Now if it were actually a full 3 tfachim bare space, we don't say lavud. We say lavud when it's pachas migimel tfachim, but you have to take into account the thickness of the wall itself. So once you take into account the thickness of the side wall of the Chatzar Katana, so let's say the thickness of each side wall is 1 tefach of the Chatzar Katana. So you'd have the airspace of the Chatzar Katana is 10 amos, the airspace of the Chatzar Gedola is 11 amos, so you'd have 3 tefachim of extra airspace on the right, 3 tefachim of extra airspace on the left, but then you have 1 tefach thickness of wall on the right, 1 tefach thickness of wall on the left, so you actually only have to fill in airspace of 2 tefachim, let's say, on each side. So you could say lavud, and therefore you would have valid lechis. So we're back to our question again. Our question is that why don't we say lavud in this situation? Why do we assume that it's usher to carry in the Chatzar Katana, if in fact nira mi bachutz v'shava mi b'fnim, that a lechi that's visible from the outside and not the inside is a valid lechi, so we should apply lavud between the side walls of the Chatzar Katana and the side walls of the Chatzar Gedola, and that should create 2 lechis on either side of the Chatzar Katana, and it should be allowed to carry. So says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, b'muflagin mikosel zeh b'shnayim u'mikosel zeh b'dalid. No, the case is you can't say lavud because who said it's centered? Maybe the Chatzar Katana, it's true, the Chatzar Gedola is only 1 amma larger than the Chatzar Katana, but maybe the Chatzar Gedola is the Chatzar Katana is not centered, so the Chatzar Gedola on the right side has 4 tfachim larger than the Chatzar Katana, and on the left side is only 2 tfachim. So if you're going to say lavud, you'd only be able to say lavud on one side, and that would leave you with only 1 lechi. So you say, so what? So v'leima lavud miruach achas v'tishri. How many lechis do you need? You only need 1 lechi to be matir mavui. Right? How are you matir mavui? Either with a lechi or a kara. So you only need 1 lechi. So let it be a lechi on one side and that will be great. Says Gemara, Rebbe hi, da'amar bi'inan shnei pasin. No, we're assuming like the shita of Rebbe that you need 2 lechis, that in order for a mavui to be mutter, 2 lechis are required. As Rashi says, Rebbe da'amar bi'inan beid shiurin l'chata shal eser hanefretzes b'milua. That if you have a chatzar of 10 tefachim that's completely wide open, you need 2 pasin, you need 2 lechis in order to be matir that chatzar. D'tanya, Chatzar Nitaris b'pasa achad. Rebbe Yomer b'shnei pasin. Where do we find this sheet of Rebbe? We have a brisa that a chatzar is nitar with one pas. Rebbe says no, you need two. So that's why that now we have an explanation of even if you hold that near me b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim, generally speaking, is a valid lechi. Still, this chatzar katan is going to be usher to carry in because you have it set up in such a way where you only have near mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim on one side. You have a valid lechi of near mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim on one side. And again, the assumption has to be that even though it's exactly one amma, the larger chatzar is exactly one amma than the smaller chatzar. The assumption has to be the smaller chatzar's walls extend into the larger chatzar, and the assumption is that they are that on one side it's more than three tefachim away from the walls of the larger chatzar. We have to make those two assumptions. So that's, and we're going to refer back to those two assumptions that Ravina is the one that says that it has to be more than three tefachim away from the side walls of the larger chatzar on one side, and Rabbi Zeru is the one that said that the walls of the smaller chatzar jut out into the larger chatzar. So says Gemara, hi mai. If you're going to say that a lechi that's only visible from the outside of the mavoi and not from the inside of the mavoi is not a valid lechi, v'Rebbe savalak Rabbi Yossi, and Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi that you need a lechi to be three tefachim wide, u'drabbi zeru u'dravina lesa, and then you don't have to say the ukimtos of Rabbi Zeru and Ravina, where the walls of the smaller chatzar jut out into the larger chatzar, and that it's within three tefachim on one side and not within three tefachim of the other side. Mishum hachi, I understand very well, ketana be'eser gadola ba'achas esrei, mishum derebi savalak Rabbi Yossi, I understand very well why you would say that the smaller chatzar is 10 amos and the larger chatzar is 11 amos, because you're trying to highlight that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi. So that makes plenty of sense that you would set up the case where the larger chatzar is only one amma larger than the smaller chatzar. Elei Amrit, near me b'chutz, well actually before the Elei Amrit, take a look at Rashi. Hai mai, I Amrit b'shloma, masnisim k'dahava shamina l'meikara. If we would have said that the Mishnah is talking about like what we thought it was talking about in the first place, b'mechuvenes k'tana k'neged, emtze isa shalha gadola, that what we originally thought, that it's aligned to the center, that the smaller chatzer is centered with the larger chatzer, umeya amai yaseira nishru shlosha l'kan u'shlosha l'kan. And therefore, there's three tefachim of extra space in the larger chatzar over the smaller chatzar on the right side and on the left side. The yesh lomer near mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim mishnei ruchos. And then you'd have a case where you do have a lechi that is visible from the outside but not from the inside on both sides. Va'filu hachi ketana asura. And still, you'd be telling me the smaller chatzar would be asur. Why? Because near me b'chutz v'shav me b'fnim is not a valid lechi. Deino nidon mishum lechi. V'Rebbe b'shnei pasin d'chatzer k'Rabbi Yossi savrla. And when Rebbe says that you need two pasin in a chatzer, he holds like Rabbi Yossi da'amar b'masnisin, who says in the Mishnah that ein lechi pachos mirochav shlosha, that every lechi needs to be three tefachim wide. V'kol shken pasin d'chatzer the by Rochav, by Rabbi Yossi, Belechi. So certainly the boards on the open side of a ten amma wide chatzer certainly would need to be three tefachim wide. So that would make sense that you would then say that that we dafka make an ukimta where the larger chatzer is exactly one amma larger than the smaller chatzer, because we're highlighting exactly this point that Rebbe who requires two pasin, and the definition of the two pasin is like Rabbi Yossi, that it's got to be at least three tefachim on either side. And still the smaller chatzar is going to be usher to carry in. Why? Because near mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim is not good. It doesn't count as a lechi. Elei amrit near mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim. Back in the Gemara now is nidon mishum lechi. But if you can say that when the lechi is visible only from the outside and not from the inside, that does count as a good lechi, u'drabi zera, u'dravina isa, and therefore we have to make all the akimtas that we made. That the walls of the inner chatzer, the side walls of the smaller chatzer, jut out into the larger chatzer. and that that it's not centered, that on one side it's four tefachim, on the other side it's two tefachim. V'Rebbe lo savor like Rabbi Yossi, and Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Yossi that in order for a pas to be valid, it needs to be three tefachim. Gedola ba'achas asrei lamali. Why would we have to dafka set up the case where the larger chatzer is one amma larger than the smaller chatzer? Mimanavshach. We didn't have to set it up in such a way. If the chiddush is that we're going to be matir carrying in the larger chatzer, then all you need, meaning if your whole chiddush is that the larger chatzer doesn't need pasin of three tefachim on each side, it doesn't need on the open side that opens up into the small chatzer two pasin of three tefachim, so then don't make it that the larger chatzer is 11 amos wide. Make it that it's even smaller, that it's 10 amos and 2 tefachim, so it has a pas of a tefach on each side. And that would have been enough to make the point that you don't need 3 tefachim, that you don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Ve'ilu misra l'ketana kasi, and if your real chiddush is that you want to show that the smaller chatzar is aser, lashmina demiflagi tuva, why don't you just make the larger chatzar much larger than the smaller chatzar? All you need to do is get past lavud, is get beyond the point of lavud. So instead of making it 11 amos to 10 amos and making it not centered so that you could get past the point of love, just give a case where it's bigger. So the Gemara seems to come to a conclusion. So we see from here, from the fact that we dafka set up the case as an 11 amma chatzer bordering on a 10 amma chatzer, that a lechi that's visible from the outside but not from the inside does not count as a lechi, shma mina. That's what seems to be the Gemara's conclusion. We'll see soon, though, that it's not the Gemara's conclusion. Says Gemara Vayter, Am Rav Yosef, lo shmili hashmaitza. So Rav Yosef says, you know, I never heard this from Rav Huna, that a lechi only visible from the outside is kosher. I never heard this whole concept of a nir mi bechutz v'shav mi b'fnim being a valid lechi. So in general, when Rav Yosef got old, the Gemara tells us in a few places, in the Dharam, I think primarily, when he got old, he forgot a lot of his learning. He became very ill, and he forgot much of his learning, and he had a very loyal Talmud, Abaye, who was always there to remind him of things that he had taught. Abaye apparently was the one who had very good records, or a very good memory, of everything that Rav Yosef had taught previously. So very often we find in Shas, Rav Yosef says, you know, I never heard of such a thing. And Abaye would say, yes, you did. In fact, you taught us such a thing. And he would refresh his memory. So Rav Yosef, lo shmi li hashmaitza. I never heard this idea that in a lechi that it's near me b'chutz v'shava me b'fnim is a valid lechi. Yes, you did hear of it, and you told it to us in the following context. What if you have a lechi that extends together with the wall of the mavui? What does that mean? Machlokas Rishonim, 2 days in the Rush, 1 day in Rashi. Let's stick with Rashi, that the lechi it's narrower than the wall itself of the mavui, but it's set up in such a way where it runs right along as an extension of the wall of the mavui. So from inside the mavui, it just looks like an extension of the wall. From outside, you could see that it's a lechi because it's narrower than the thickness of the mavui wall. But from the inside, it just looks like it's extending as part of the mavui wall. So you have a lechi that's mosheich, that extends along with the wall of the mavui. Pachos midalat amos, nidon mishum lechi, umishtameshim chudo hapnimi. If it's less than 4 amos, it counts as a lechi, so you're allowed to carry up until the inner surface of that lechi. Because again, well, we'll see, meaning that was a discussion we've already had, are you allowed to carry between the lechi? So we're assuming, no, you can carry up until the lechi, but not across from the lechi. Dalat amos, if that lechi extends 4 amos, Nidor Mishem Mavui, then it's considered its own separate Mavui, Va'asal Ishtamish Bekulo, and you're not allowed to carry anywhere in the Mavui, because now you don't have any Lechi, you don't have anything being Matu the Mavui. Va'at Amrit Lanala, and you, Rav Yosef, taught us in that context, Shema Minat Tlas, that we see three Chidushim Lahalacha from this statement. Number one, Shema Minat Ben Lechiai Nasser. First thing we see is that you can't carry across from a lechi, because it said only until the chudo hapnimi of the lechi. You're only allowed to carry to the inner edge of the lechi, but you're not allowed to carry all the way across from the lechi when it was less than 4 amos. Ushma mina meshach mavui ba'arba. Second thing we see is that the minimum size of a mavui is 4 amos, because that's when we say that the lechi ceases to be a lechi, and now it just becomes a new mavui. But what we also see is that even though this lechi was not visible from the inside it was flush against the wall of the side wall of the mavui, but it is visible from the outside, that can still count as a lechi, provided that it was less than 4 amos, we were willing to count that as a lechi. So don't tell me you never heard of this, Rav Yosef. You heard of it, and you taught us that it taka is a good lechi. The hilchasa near mibuchutz v'shav mibufnim nidon mishum lechi. So the halacha is that near mibuchutz and shav mibufnim is a lechi. So frankly, Gemara tiyufta v'hilchasa. But wait a second, we just said like 5 lines ago that there's a tiyufta on the idea that it's nidon mishum lechi. Why then did you have to make the larger chatzer exactly 1 amma wider than the smaller chatzer if near mibuchutz v'shav mibufnim is nidon mishum lechi? So says Gemara, yeah, in mishum detani Rebbe Chiya kavasei. If Rebbe Chiya taught like that, then we could say that it's a tiyufta v'hilchasa. That even though it's a tiyufta, we're still going to pass that way. So according to the maskana of the Gemara, that's up until now we've had a lot of minor discussions, but it's all really been a discussion of the first line of the Mishnah. We haven't gotten past the first line of the Mishnah yet. The first line of the Mishnah was if you have the Korah is the Malam Echav Amma, so Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, what you do, whether you should whether that's a problem or not. You might, according to Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda says no, you don't need to be might. From here on, we're now going to move on to the next line of the Mishnah, which is how wide the opening could be. Varachav Me. But in terms of this minor sugya that we just had now, meaning this small section of that sugya, of you have the lechi that's near me b'chutz shabbi b'fnim. So as it turns out, la halacha, l'maisa, at the end of the day, if I were to ask, what if you have a smaller chatzer bordering on a larger chatzer, the way we paskin, if you have a 10 amma chatzer bordering on an 11 amma chatzer, according to the maskana of the Gemara, that near mibuchutz v'shav mibufnim is a good lechi, so you have to go back to say that the case of the chatzar katana, the tznifritza l'gadola, has to be with all of the ukimtas. It has to be with the chatzar katana's side walls extend into the chatzar gadola, and it has to be that it's less than three tvachim on one side, more than three tvachim on the other side. You have to make all the ukimtas that we applied before in order to avoid the lavud issue, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch explicitly, Simon Shinayin Dal. However, somewhat troublingly, the Rambam in Erevin, Per Gimel, Allah Chavdalid, and the Tur just quote Stam, Chatzah Ketanah, Shenifritzah B'Milua, L'Chatzah Gedola, L'Chatzah Ketanah's Aser. That's it. Just quotes it like that. So all the Achronim wonder, La halacha we paskin that a lechi in Nirmi b'chutz is nidon mishum lechi. It counts as a good lechi. So the chatzar katana should not be usher unless you have all of these qualifications. I mean, unless you have the walls jutting out into the chatzar gedola, and unless you have it muflag shlosh tefachim on one side. So what's going on? How could the Rambam leave out all these ukimtas and just say matter of factly that a chatzar katana that borders on the chatzar gedola, that the chatzar katana is going to be usher? So there's several approaches that the Achronim have. One fairly straightforward approach is the Keren Ora suggests that the Rambam doesn't always paskin based on the Bavli. Sometimes the Rambam paskin is based on Yerushalmi. So maybe he holds like the Yerushalmi over here, that when the Yerushalmi asks this question, why a chatzar katana, that's nifritz of the gedola, why isn't the katana mutter based on the nir mibachutz, v'shav mibafnim, based on the lechis that are made that are made by the walls of the chatzar gedola? So the Yerushalmi says, it's not abundantly clear what the Yerushalmi says, but the way the Keren Ora explains the Yerushalmi is that you can only count something as a lechi if it's not serving a function, if it's either placed there l'shem lechi, or it's not serving a function as something else for some other chatzer. Meaning these, what are we trying to use as a lechi? The walls of the larger chatzer. It was placed there to be a wall of the larger chatzer. It was not placed to be a lechi for the smaller chatzer. So since it wasn't put there as a lechi for the smaller chatzer, and it is serving another function as a wall of the larger chatzer, so mele can't count as a lechi. That's how the Yerushalmi says. So maybe the Rambam holds that way, that these walls of the larger chatzer will not count as a lechi. Good, so that's how the Rambam could arrive at his conclusion. So the Gemara said that we can have a Tiyufta v'Hilchusa. Why? Because Rabbi Chiya taught that way. And if Rabbi Chiya taught that way, even though it's a Tiyufta, we could pass in that way. So the Rashba writes, this is like the klal that we have, that every Brisa that's Nishnas Alidei Rabbi Chiya is a Brisa that you could be Samechan. Any Brisa that's not Nishnas Alidei Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Hoshia, we can't be Samechan. So Rabbi Chiya is very powerful in terms of if he has a Brisa that says this way, so we're always going to Paskin like Rabbi Chiya. So says the Gemara now, further to the second line of the Mishnah. We're up to the second line of the Mishnah and the Masechta, about now you have an opening that's more than 10 amos in a mavoi. A rachav me'asar amos. So the Mishnah had said, on daf, beza med aleph, that if you have v'arachav me'asar amos, yima'it, that you have to make it smaller than a 10 amo wide opening. If it has a tzuras ha-pesach, then it could be even more than esar amos, and you don't have to worry about it. But short of a tzuras ha-pesach, he has to be mimayit. So says the Gemara, v'arachav me'asar yimayit, amr abaye, tana v'arachav me'asar yimayit, Rabbi Yehuda omer, eino tzarech l'mayit. That, the Tana says you have to be mimayit, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on this also. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to be mimayit. You're allowed, just like Rabbi Yehuda held, you could have a height of more than 20 amos, he also holds you could have a width of more than 10 amos. V'ad kama, so how far does he go? How wide? It could be, well, what's the limit? So savar avachi, kamed Rav Yosef le'meimar, ad sholosh esrei amo v'shlo. So Rav Achi thought to say in front of Rav Yosef that it should be the maximum, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is 13 and one-third amos. An opening of more than 13 and one-third amos will require a tzuras ha-pesach. Where do we get that number, a strange number? The kavul chomer mi pasi biraos. We learn it out from pasi biraos. We're going to have a whole perek about pasi biraos. Pasi biraos is a special takana that they made for the Ole Regalim, that when people were traveling and they would stop over Shabbos, they would need to feed their animals water. So the problem was, they'd stop in the middle of Rosh Hashanah somewhere, and there's a watering hole, there's a bar right in the middle. The bar itself is a Rosh Hashanah. So how are they going to feed their animals on Shabbos? They're going to draw water out of that bar and bring it to the animals that are standing in Rosh Hashanah. So it's going to be a problem. They're taking from a Rosh Hashanah, they're bringing it out into a Rosh Hashanah, or a Carmelist, let's say. They bring it out into a Carmelist, it's going to be a problem. So they were matir to put up pasi biraos, that you don't have to make four full mechitzos, but to put up four L-shaped partitions that are each just a tefach by a tefach in either direction on the four corners, and that will be viewed as if it's four mechitzos, and therefore they're allowed to draw water. So by pasi biraos, how much airspace can you have between these corner pieces, between these partitions that they have in the corner? So the limit is 13 and a third amos. We allow 13 and a third amos of open space between the pasi biraos. So we're assuming as follows. Uma pasi biraos sheitarteben parts muruba la omed. Lo itarteben yosem mishalosh esrei amo v'shlish. So if by pasi biraos, where we allow more empty space than wall space, by a lot, there's 13 and a third amos of empty space, and only one two tvachim on each side of wall space, and yet that's or is it two amos? I don't remember. The two amos, I think it is. On each side of wall space, means one am by one am, and not a tefach by a tefach, it's an am by an am. On each side of wall space, so then we're going to be matir that, so and we're going to be matir more airspace than wall. And nevertheless, we're not going to be matir more than 13 and a third amos of straight air. Mavoi shalo itarta ba paritz murba ala omed. So by a mavoi where we don't allow paritz so certainly we shouldn't be makel to allow more than 13 and a third amos. So Rabbi Yehuda can't possibly allow more than 13 and a third amos based on that kal v'chomer. The Gemara rejects this kal v'chomer on two counts. First of all, says the Gemara, maybe v'hiya no senes. Maybe no, that's goof of the point. Maybe dafka because we were so makel on the parts meruba la'omid issue when it came to pasi biros, we had to come down hard on the other side. We had to be machmir on how much open space we're going to allow, and only allow 13 and a third amos. But a mavoi where we didn't take any other kula shalom, we talked about parts meruba lomid. A mavoi where we didn't allow parts meruba lomid, we didn't allow more breach than open space. Maybe there we can allow larger than 13 and a third amos. Meaning maybe it's dafka because we were so makel with the parts meruba lomid issue that we had to by pasi biros. That's why we had to be machmir to have a maximum of 13 and a third amos. But if we'd be more But by Mavu, we're more machmir on the parts of Merubah Alamid issue. We have more room to be makil on the 13 and a third amos, and maybe it could be even more than 13 and a third amos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's one reason the Kal V'Chomer is not a valid Kal V'Chomer. Inami, li'idach kisor, we could reject the Kal V'Chomer in the other direction. Pasi biros di kaltabu chad kula, akalbu kula achrina, mavi klal klalo. Maybe pasi biros we only allow up until 13 and a third amos, because we generally have a very lenient attitude toward Pasi Biros. The fact that they were makel with parts Merubah Alamid is what enables us to be makel 13 and a third amos, because we see that Pasi Biros we take a lot of leniencies with. But maybe Mavoi, the maximum open space is even less than 13 and a third amos, not more. Maybe it's less than 13 and a third amos, because you see, by Mavoi, we take a much more chamor attitude when it comes to a Mavoi. Good, so that's the basic discussion of the Kal V'Chomer. Now says the Gemara, Tani Levi, Mavoi, so now we're going to discuss three possible suggestions of how it is that one could be Mima'it, when the opening is too large to allow for a Lech Yerukora. What can be done? Is there anything that you could do? Tani, Mavoi Shu Rachav Esrim Amma, let's say it's 20 amos wide. So no, it's kanabe emtsiiso v'dayo. So Levi suggests a very interesting suggestion. Just place a pole right in the middle of the 20 amos, and now you know what you have? You have two openings, each slightly under 10 amos, because you have a pole that's right in the middle that divides it into two separate things. So hu tani lavu amala de'ein alacha kosa mishnah. He's the one that said over that mishnah, but then he said we don't paskin that way. Ikedam riyam Shmuel m'shmei de'levi ein alacha kosa mishnah. Some say that Shmuel said m'shem Levi that we don't paskin like that mishnah. Elehechi avit. So what can you do if you have a 20? If we're not going to paskin that way, if we hold that that's no good, just sticking a pole in the middle is no good. So how do we solve the problem if you have a 20 amma wide opening in a Mavoi? The Ritva points out, what kind of question, how do you solve the problem? We know how to solve the problem. The Mishnah said, the first Mishnah said, make a Tzuras HaPesach. Just make Kanamikan, Kanal Gabayim. That solves the problem. That's how we make all our Erevin in cities. We make Tzuras HaPesach that are way more than 10 amos. So what do you mean? How do we solve the problem? So he says, must be that they had some sort of tradition that there's a way to solve the problem without a Tzuras HaPesach. That there's a way to do it with just Lechi Kor, just a board or something. Something short of a Tzuras HaPesach, that it's actually mutter. The Tosaf Shabbos, however, says that it's got to be that that the Gemara is assuming, like the Shita of Rav, that a Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help when it's more than 10 amos. Because the Lashon of Heichi Yavin implies that there is no other option. Okay, so one way or the other, for whatever reason, we're discounting the possibility of Tzuras HaPesach. So how else can we solve this problem? So says Gemara's second suggestion. Amr Shmuel Meshmei De Levi. Shmuel says the name of Levi. Here's what you do. Osa pas gavoa asara b'meshach arba amos umamido l'orcha shal mavui. You make a partition that's 10 tefachim tall, 4 amos long, and run it along the length of the mavui. Meaning, put it in the center, in the center of the 20 amos, but instead of having it run along the width of the mavui, the 4 amos of the length of the board running along the width of the mavui, as if it were closing off like a fourth wall, have it run along the length of the mavui. So it goes 4 amos deep into the mavui. So that will divide it, that will make it okay that you don't have an opening of more than 10 amos. Now, how does that work? This is the Machlokas Rishonim, how this works. Rashi writes that it works because the pas of Dalet Amos is itself the length of a Mavui, and therefore it's considered as if it just broke this into two separate Mavuos. So two separate Mavuos, each one has an opening of 10 Amos, so then you're good. So if it's two separate Mavuos, each one with an opening of 10 Amos is fine. The Ritva, however, says no. The pas doesn't divide it into two separate Mavuos. Rather, it's a heker in the Pesach HaMavui to make it that the Mavui has, it's one Mavui with two doorways. A simple pole is not enough of a heker. That we rejected. But if it's 4 amos long, so then it's a significant heker that makes a double Pesach in this one big Mavui. L'may nafkamina, between Shitas Rashi and the Shitas HaRitva, whether it's considered like two separate Mavuos, or it's just a heker in the one big Mavui, 4 nafkaminas that are discussed in Rishonim. One nafkamina is, do you need a Lechi and a Korah for both sides of of the mavoi. If it's just one mavoi, so then you only need a lechi kara for one side of the mavoi. But if you have two separate mavuos, each one needs its own lechi kara. Another nafkamina would be, do you need the kara that you're going to put on top, if you're going to use a kara, to be on the pas that's in the middle, on this board? Does it need to rest on the board? If you divide it into two separate mavuos, this board is now a side wall of both mavuos. So you need the kara to rest on the side wall. If it's one big mavoi and this is just a heker, so it doesn't need to rest on this pas, it just needs to rest on the real side walls that are 20 amos apart from each other. Another nafkamina, do you need batim v'chatzeros psuchim into both mavuos, into both sides? Or is it sufficient that you have batim v'chatzeros that open up into one side of the mavoi? If these are two separate mavuos, it's only defined as a mavoi, you have batim v'chatzeros open up into both sides. But if it's one mavoi, so then you don't need them to both sides. And another nafkamina would be, if there's more than Esra Amos between the pas and the end of the mavoi, do you need to make a Tzuras HaPesach? So that's, again, so these are the four nafkaminas between the two ways of understanding Rashi and the Ritva. Okay, says the Gemara, a third possibility of how to fix this mavoi. Inami kid Rav Yehuda, maybe we could do like Rav Yehuda, Dom Rav Yehuda, mavoi shurach of chamesha sreyama, marchik shteyamos vos pas shalosh amos. Here's what you do. You leave two amos of empty space from the one side wall, and then you make a board that's three amos wide, which leaves only 10 more amos of open space, which is perfect. You're allowed to have 10 amos of open space. So how does that help? It's way more than lavud if you left two amos of open space, and we're not talking two tefachim. So how does that work? Because we assume that it's omid meruba leparutz, that closes it, that's considered just a pesach, because that two amos empty space considered just a pesach, because it has the end of the side wall on one side, and it has three amos of wall on the other side, so it's just a pesach. So frankly, Mara, that's what you want to do. Well, I have different suggestions what you could do. Instead of making three amos of at a two amos distance, why don't you do the following? Make a board that's 1.5 amos wide, and then v'yarchik shtei amos, and then distance another two amos, v'yasa pas amu mechza, and then make another 1.5 amos, 1.5 amos wide wall. So shema mina omi meruba leparutz mishtei ruchos laviyomik. The reason we can't do that, it must be that having more wall than breach only works when the wall, having more wall than breach works when the wall is divided, when the wall is not divided. It's not going to work when the wall is divided. When it's mishtei ruchos, it's not going to work. So the olam emela chaviyom, it says, no, maybe really it does work. But the airspace on both sides is going to be mevatel that last board of 1.5 amos, and that's why it's not going to work. The open space on the other side of the last board is going to nullify that last board. It's going to nullify the wall. So v'yasa says, okay, we have another suggestion then. V'yasa pas ama, v'yarchik ama, v'yasa pas ama, v'yarchik ama, v'yasa pas ama. Why don't you have three boards, a series of three one-ama boards separated by an ama of empty space? Why doesn't that work? So shema mina omid kapar, it's aser. Must be that doesn't work because the empty space is the same size as the boards. And it can't be the same size. It needs to be the boards are bigger than the empty space. So says, no, li'olam emelach mutter. Maybe really it can be the same size. But again, over here, the airspace on the other side is going to nullify the wall. So says the Gemara, okay, I have a third suggestion. So go one amo away from the side wall, then make a board that's 1.5 amos, then another amo away, then another 1.5 amos. Says Mara Enochinami, Ukulihai Loatrucho Rabbanan. Yeah, that would also work, but the Rabbanan didn't require so much effort to make multiple pasim, so it's good enough to just go two amos away from the side wall, build a three ama pas, and that would be good enough. But wait a second, with this suggestion you're leaving a two amma doorway, so why aren't we concerned that people are, instead of using the 10 amma doorway, might use the two amma doorway? People don't do that. If you have a large doorway and a small doorway, people aren't going to leave the large doorway to go use a small doorway. But wait a second, whatever happened to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, who said on Daf Hey that if you have a mavoi that's nifrats on its side toward the opening of the mavoi. So if it has a three tefach pirtza, it's not going to be matir, even though the pirtza is way less than. I'm sorry, not three tefach. If you have a pirtza, even though it's less than 10 amos, it's not going to be okay when the pirtza is toward the opening of the mavoi. So why is that okay over here? Hasam kamemayit biyilucha, hachalokam mayit biyilucha. Says Gemara over there, you have to worry that because of that pirtza that's on the side of the mavoi, it's going to be mayit biyilucha. But over here, it's at the end of the mavoi, it's not going to be mayit biyilucha. People are not going to use the mavoi any less when it's at when it's on the fourth side of the mavoi. But when it's toward the end of the mavoi, it may cause less of a usage of the mavoi itself. Okay, we're up to the discussion about parts Merubah Lomed in relation to the Mishnah and Kalim and the toilet seat. A little bit behind, we'll try to catch up tomorrow. We'll do our best. Oh boy. Okay, let's try.